Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykin. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I went online the other day and it said I want a vacuum cleaner for $2, and I ended up getting charged for $59.89. And when I was looking closer, it looked like I'd be getting billed, I think it was $49 and some odd cents a month. And then I don't know, I want to cancel this thing altogether.
Yes, ma'am, I can help you with that. What's your zip code?
60014.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Karen Bruner, Brunner.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
Sure, it's 20 Green Oaks Drive, apartment 103, Crystal Lake, Illinois, 60014.
Thank you. All right, so I do have an account pulled up here. I do see you had taken the survey to pick out the Dyson Vacuum 11. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so you said that you were just on the impression that you were paying shipping, but then you see you were billed $59.89?
Right.
All right, yes, it looks like the reason why they billed you that, whenever you put your information in to sign up for that Dyson Vacuum 11, it tells you that they automatically enroll you into a meal planning app subscription, and that's why they billed you that $59.89.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want that.
All right, would you like to continue at $20 a month?
No, no.
All right. Well, give me 1 second. I'll get it canceled out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just one moment. One second, I'm almost done getting everything on the account for you.
Will I get reimbursed then?
Now that I'll have to go check and see what we can do for that. Being that that's what you actually authorized, I'll go back and check and see if there's something. One second.
Yeah, because I didn't authorize that amount.
No, that's what you were authorizing. You probably just didn't know it if you didn't read the terms and conditions.
Yeah, I know, because it was a contest, and I didn't see a terms and condition when I was doing that conditions until after the effect.
Yeah, no, they're supposed to be on there before, not after. I do know they do give it to you after, but, yeah, they're supposed to be on there visible for you to read before you submit the order. It's probably going to be, like, towards the bottom of the page, which most people probably don't pay that any attention once they submit it.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, it was like through Amazon, and I don't know. Very confusing. I won't do it again.
I can definitely understand that.
Yeah.
Let's go back here and see. Okay, done this on the 30th. Today's the 2nd. Let's see. All right, so it looks like what we can do on that charge for you, looks like they will do a 75% refund on that charge for you.
75%?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, maybe I can just call my bank and do a claim.
I'm not sure.
That. Yeah, I can. I'm going to call my bank and have them do a claim on that amount.
So, right, let me make sure everything is canceled out for you. You want to write down your cancellation number?
Oh, yes, please.
All right. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charling.
Mm-hmm.
Your number is going to be 920.
Okay.
495.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
650.
Okay. Well, great. Okay. Well,
yes,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just make sure that you're careful next time. Because like I said, even if you do that, if they call and verify your information, and of course, what you did agree to, like you said, you probably didn't know, then they're probably not going to charge back if they're saying that if they show that you authorized the payment. So that's why you have to be careful.
Well, what's the 75%?
Let me see what that would be. Because usually they would go ahead and process, but now what they usually do is call the merchant first to see if it's something that you agree to. And if you agree to it, then they'll just say, oh, you're going to have to call back in and handle it with them. That's what they've been doing, the banks. Let me see. That would probably be, let's see, $59.89. Let's see. Times 25, that will be $44.91. Or let me see, $44.91. Or either I can do, well, maybe I'll see if I can, I can do a $45 refund for you. Well, that's about the same. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But that'll be your best option.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it, just in case. I'm on disability, so I can't afford this.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely understand that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, but it is. It's only, like I said, when people usually call in before they submit it, I always tell them to look at the terms before they submit it, and, you know, they do see the information on there, so.
Well, I sure learned my lesson.
she said, look, I've did it before, too. I definitely know how it is.
I know, right?
Yeah, read. I mean, I know how it is when you see something that sounds really exciting, you know, and then you're just like, hey, you know, and nobody reads anything.
And it's got all these people making comments. Oh, I want a vacuum for $2. I mean, it's an $800 vacuum. Come on.
You got it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Yep.
I don't know. I heard they were nice. I've actually never really looked or had one myself, but I just heard people talking about them. I've never actually seen them.
My son has one, and it's really, really nice.
Is it? So what all do they do? I mean, that's the normal.
Oh, yeah, carpet. Well, he don't have carpet, but they work great on carpet. He's rugs and that, but he has bare floors, and it picks up everything.
Does it?
Oh, yeah, it works really good.
Oh.
But they're so expensive.
Yeah, you're right. For $800, good Lord, that is a lot for a vacuum cleaner.
It is, right?
Well, you know,
and
there's
they have
one
cat.
They have how many?
So, two cats. So it helps with the hair.
Oh, with the hair. Oh, yeah, you're right. That probably, well, you know, they got those ones that, now we have, you know how they have the digital ones where you just put them on the floor and they just do it by themselves. And we have that one.
Yeah. Okay. I heard them are nice.
Yeah, they are. They're really nice. I mean, they, be honest, yeah, they really do pick up. I mean, as long as you don't have like a whole lot, you know.
Yeah,
your house can't
right.
be like real dirty. Oh.
Knowing me, I'd probably trip over it. Ah, here it comes. It's after me.
Yeah, I know. The kids, they like it. They usually chase it around.
I bet.
But yeah, they're nice. They're fun. I mean, they can be really expensive too. You know, they have different brands. I mean, you know, depending on the brand you get, they can get expensive too.
Oh yeah, they can. Yeah, my sister-in-law has one. She's handicapped.
Uh huh.
She's in wheelchair bound, and my brother passed away like a year ago. So she gets a lot of use out of that, and she also, before my brother passed away, you know, he was sick, and he has a lawnmower that does that.
Are you serious?
Yes, and it does such a good job. It even goes in parts in the shed, and he has it scheduled to he has it scheduled to mow the backyard, which is fenced in, and when it you know, gets close to the fence, it knows to back up and go. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
You know, I might be scared to get there.
I know, but it does an amazing job.
I mean, it does. Oh, my God. You're right. You can't get any better than that.
No kidding.
You are right. I'm going to tell my husband about that.
I know, right? You got to have a functioning yard. Otherwise, it might take off and mow your neighbors. don't know. You probably. I think you program it. I'm not sure, but he always had to have those fun gadgets.
Oh, that yeah, that is it. I would definitely like to see that in progress.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look it up.
I am. I will definitely have to look it up because that's really interesting.
Yes, it is. When I seen that thing mowing on its own, I'm like, oh, my goodness. And he was watching when it was done, Karen's going to park into the shed. And it did.
Oh, my God. That, oh, Lord. I really got to look that one up.
Oh, talk about technology, right?
Oh, my, you're right. It's getting a little bit scary.
I know. Pretty soon we'll have robots mowing the yard.
Exactly. Doing just everything. Running the stores, all kinds of stuff.
Like, yes. Just clean my house. I don't care.
I wouldn't care. Go ahead and clean it up.
I know.
I know. I hate cleaning up, so I would love that.
Yes, I know. Actually, I was a cleaning lady, so I love cleaning.
Oh, so you do like cleaning? Oh, God.
Yes, deep cleaning. I don't like, you know, just dusting. I like deep
cleaning. Oh, you just like the deep. Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. It's a different than just like the regular cleaning.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I do not. Well, we have somebody that comes and cleans our house for us. I mean,
that's nice.
Oh, yeah, because it's just too much space. I mean, if it was like a really small house, you know how it'd be different. But when you have lots of rooms and space, you know, it takes forever to clean up a house.
Oh, absolutely. When you're working, too.
I know. And got kids all running all over the place.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, like they're going to pick up after themselves all the time, right?
They sure don't. Lord.
I know. I had 3 kids. Trust me.
I know. It's just like they don't know how to do anything. Or act like they don't know how to do anything anyway.
Right. They pretend they didn't hear you.
I used to do it too.
I know, right? So did we. We had to wake up every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock to clean.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Talk about cutting into our cartoon times.
I would have been too mad.
I was so mad. You know, I have a twin. We were both mad.
Oh, yeah, I would be. I hated cleaning. That's what my mama was like, that's why I want to clean up now, because I had to clean up so much when I was at home.
Yeah. I mean, we had to do dishes every night. You know, that kind of stuff. My mom and dad were pretty sticklers about that.
I know that cleaning. I hated it. Oh, I mean, when I had a sister, we split it, but I mean, it was so we were all the time doing some all the time cleaning up, vacuuming, doing the dishes, dusting. I'm like, oh my God.
I know, and they had a dishwasher, but my dad wouldn't use it.
Wouldn't let us use it. Yeah, no, they're not.
Not back then, because they thought it took too much water. Maybe it did. I don't know the older ones, but I don't know. I wasn't too happy.
No, we never had one of those, so forget that. We had to wash.
Yeah. So did we.
All right, well, I'm glad that you went ahead and at least got most of your money back, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're definitely welcome. Give it about 3 to 5 business days to show up on your visa, and then if it doesn't, just call us back at this number.
Okay, I sure will. Well, thank you, honey. It was nice chatting with you.
All right, you too. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great weekend and stay safe.
Oh, and you too. And check out that lawnmower.
I'm definitely going to do that.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.